For the past 3 days, a food fight has been going on in the streets and the suites of Sacramento, California. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been hosting over 100 agricultural delegations from around the world to introduce them to the latest in farming technologies. The department says it's part of an effort to reduce world hunger, but several hundred people outside the conference said it was just a thinly veiled effort to sell the third world on genetically modified crops. NPR's John McChesney reports.
In the Sacramento streets, a loose coalition of activists gave vent to their frustrations about multinational corporations, industrial agriculture, and biotechnology. One group, calling itself the Killer Tomatoes, dressed up as vegetables and poked fun at America's number one biotech company, Monsanto. Judy Haney is one of the Killer Tomatoes.
They're tomatoes with an attitude. And they're tired of being modified, and they want to tell those corporations, they want to tell the government that you can't do this anymore.
Inside the conference, things were much less raucous and contentious. The sponsor said this was not supposed to be a debating platform, and nobody selected to speak expressed any serious doubts about biotechnology. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman told NPR she was dismayed that the focus in the media and on the streets was biotechnology.
This conference is not a biotechnology conference. We are talking about biotechnology among other technologies.
While there were sessions devoted to things like irrigation, packaging, and marketing, most conversations swirled around the subject of biotechnology, and the secretary herself highlighted genetically modified crops in her keynote speech.
Biotechnology is already helping both small and large-scale farmers around the world by boosting yields, lowering costs, reducing pesticide use, and making crops more resistant to disease, pests, and drought.
Over gentle harp music and California wine, American agriculture companies displayed their wares at an exposition. Monsanto's representatives were on hand to show off two cotton plants, one puny and the other large, and bioengineered.
We infested these plants with a pest of cotton, closed up the chamber, and just let them feed. The conventional cotton is not only stunted, but it's also been eaten down in the most important parts. And this plant, as you can see, is basically unaffected by the insect pressure.
In spite of the deep emotions surrounding bioengineered crops, their use is spreading in developing nations. Biotech cotton is being planted in China and India. Uganda is opening up to GMO crops. And in the Philippines, in spite of popular opposition, biotech corn is being planted. And according to the Ministry of Agriculture, Luis Lorenzo, yields and profits are up, pesticide use is down. But Lorenzo warned that poor countries might not be able to afford the new technology.
The poor people tilling the rain-fed areas and fragile ecosystems have virtually no access to capital, and therefore for the private sector do not constitute a real current viable market.
Lorenzo called on the developed world to give financial assistance to poorer nations so they could afford the latest technology. Others, though, weren't convinced about GMOs. Dr. Drina Nurenda, who was not a delegate, heads up a program against malnutrition in Zambia, where many people are starving. But she says when a donation of GMO corn arrived from the United States, it was rejected because of fears that it would contaminate local crops. Most Zambians depend on agriculture.
So anything that would affect agriculture was a major concern to us. And we know very little about the impact of this GMO food once it enters your environment. If there are alternatives out there in the world, why not explore those?
But Nurenda says she's not adamantly opposed to biotech. Echoing many others at this conference, she says she just needs more assurance that it is safe and that her local farmers will not be controlled by foreign corporations. The next time the Bush administration will get a chance to change opinions like Nurenda's will be at the Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization in Cancun, Mexico, next September. John McChesney, NPR News, Sacramento.